I cannot thank you enough for the blessing. I thank the Lord for the partnership with this church and the prayers, the financial support, and all kinds of support. I cannot take credit for myself. I know this is God's work among us. And since I will not be here on Sunday morning, and I cannot bid you goodbye, but I will say now that I really appreciate your help, your partnership, and everything that you're doing for the Philippines. Let's go to Book of Luke, Luke chapter 5. I will read verses 1 to 8. While Pastor Mike was preaching from a subject in this passage, I was also blessed by some thoughts, and I would like to share these things. I have a different subject to bring this evening. I'll read the verse 1 to 8. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and told the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and this, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this evening. Thank you for the opportunity. May thy Spirit work in our hearts and minds, and let this work out in our daily lives, and may you be honored and glorified this time. So let's stay in Jesus' name. Amen. When God is ready to bless. This is the subject that I would like to bring. God is always ready to bless. But it seems when we are looking to the blessings, we cannot find the signs or the hint that God will bless us. But there are things that I learned. And first, God is working behind the scene. God is invisible, and although we cannot see Him, we cannot see His hand, but His work is around us. And concerning Peter, at this point of time, maybe it was a morning, because usually fishermen go out at night. So God really planned something for Peter at this time. It's a big plan. It's an unusual way. The Lord planned a miracle. And only the Lord of the creation, can make all these things possible. So I can see that God controlled everything that pertains to Peter and his company. And God made sure that the specific thing that he wants, the fish, God made sure that he did not get any fish the previous night, so that God can make a miracle. So these are the things that God made at the previous night. God made the fish turn away, all of the fish, all of the places that Peter went, there were no fish. But by his experiences or the natural occurrence, Peter believed that there were fishes in the sea, especially at night. But God controls everything. He is the Lord of creation, so even the fishes of the sea can be controlled. And I learned from the fishermen that when they go out at night, they use lights to attract the fish. But even with the lights of their boat, God made the fish not to be attracted to the light. God controlled the fish. Lights from the boat will attract the fish, and as they use that lights, God controlled the fish. So I believe the time that Peter went, there was no moon, because in a season or evening that there is moon, the fishes will be scattered because light is everywhere. That's why every time there's a full moon or any time around the full moon, the fishermen will not go out at night for fishing. So I'm sure there was no moonlight. So at this time, God really controlled. I think it was a night without moon, so fish is really available, but God controlled everything. And maybe also God made Peter to go to a place where there were no fish at all. And sometime in our lives, God will control everything, that we will come to nothing. There are times in our lives that we should recognize that God has His work and everything is controlled by God. And sometimes we get to the point we are tired, like Peter. Whole night he was tired, sleepless. They tried to get fish, no fish. And maybe he was a little depressed, because every time you go to the lake or the sea, you have expenses. You have people around you, you need to pay. And there was no catch. And how can you pay them? And the oil for the lights, how can you, pay those things? But as a Bible believer, we should always believe that God is infinite and mysterious in His ways. At the time that we are not sure about direction, at the time that we cannot fathom the mind or the plan of God, we should always think that God is working something for our lives. God is working even if you don't see the future, if it is good. But like the sun, we should always believe that there is always light after the night. When I come here, my first purpose was to attend the conference that was canceled. Secondly, I came here to learn more. But God blessed that. God blessed those purpose, and God added more. I did not expect that. You know, there were blessings that I really didn't expect, like the web press committed, like more Bibles will be committed. Because I know, as far as I know, the American economy is not good. So if I look at the economy, I'm discouraged. But if I look at God, God is wonderful. Amen. Because God is not bound by economy or economics of man or the whatever is the work of man. So this is what I learned. God is working. Even at the time, the air we breathe, we cannot see the air, we cannot see the oxygen. But God made all things for our existence, for our sustenance, for our strength. We cannot see the actual vitamins, minerals in our food, but just by faith, we eat all those things, we drink water, and God's still in control. Even if some people are not, it seems bad, and they are out of the will of God, but according to the Bible, God is still in control. Amen? God is in control. God is working behind the scene. Secondly, when God is ready to bless, God creates a need. Every one of us has needs. personal needs, needs of the business or job, family needs, everything. And I can see sometimes the reason we have problems is because there is a need, the daily necessities. Why did Peter came to the lake? Well, practically it's for fishing. It's for a livelihood. It's a right way of living, a decent and honorable way of living. But this day, he caught nothing. And it's a loss. To a business, it's losses. No fish means no income. But I said, every time they will go to the sea or the lake, they have expenses. Like the oil used for the light, for the lighting. You have to buy oil for the lamps. Maybe the fishing nets is still installment pay. Or maybe the boat has need to pay installment. So I believe that every time they go or they went to the lake, they have expenses. And also, aside of his personal need, Peter has a family. He has a wife and children. The sales of the fish will make an income. But since there was no fish, no income. And income means it can support the needs of the family members. But at that moment, no income. They came home, they went to the shore, discouraged. But God planned a miracle so that people, Peter and others, will honor him and glorify him. And Peter also has a need concerning the share of the other fishermen, their families, their personal needs. Every day we face the daily need, every one of us. When we come to the point that we are at the end or there's nothing. So it's a need. It's a legitimate need. But God planned that time or this time, like Peter, that we will look at God. Because God is when God creates a need, then God will supply. And these are the things that I found. When God is working behind the scene, when God creates a need, thirdly, God wants a proper response. When we know what is our need, when we believe that God is working behind the scene, we will look at ourselves. What does really God wants in me? What is lacking in my life? What is lacking in my spiritual life? What attitude? What kind of character that needs to be developed? So as we look at the story, God is not bound by the nature, and He just keep the fish around. Don't come to the need of Peter, because he has the time. So every day is an opportunity that we can be blessed of God, and this day is the perfect day for Peter. It was an ordinary day, but it's God's perfect time. So these are the things that I learned. God wants from Peter this thing. Number one, faith. Faith. When the Lord said, launch at the deep and let down your nets, Peter tried to reason. His reasoning was natural, common, and the usual way. When he said, Master, we have toiled all the night. He was right. He was right. And have taken nothing. He was right. Because, as I said, I believe the usual way, like in the Philippines, the small fishermen will go out at night. There's no moonlight. They will use their lights to attract the fish. And Peter said, oh, we have done all what we could have done. It's practical that we came to the lake last night. I expected fish, but there was no fish. Sometimes when we are in our usual way, we don't have faith. That's why the Lord will lead us to a situation that we need faith. We need to exercise faith. It's not the saving faith, but faith that is proper for a certain situation or proper for a certain need. Even though we cannot say or we cannot find the word faith, but Peter exercised a little faith because he said, "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Romans 10:17 says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Actually, the Lord said to him, "Let down your nets." It means plural. I think they have more than two fish nets. But Peter has a little faith. He let down just a net. I mean one net. But God honored that faith. God really honors faith. Because faith pleases God. It pleases God and it's connected to a blessing. Blessings are upon the head of the just. And Habakkuk 2:4 says, "The just shall live by faith." We are already just in the sight of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. But sometimes our faith is not according to the word of God. So the Lord will create a situation. The Lord will sometimes bring a need that we cannot give or give. So at least Peter has faith in the word of God. "Nevertheless, at thy word, let down the net." So he let down the net, but only one net. Secondly, God wants a proper response, not only faith, but obedience. Real faith comes with real obedience. Faith is not something just in the mind. Actually, faith begins from the mind, goes to the heart, and if God needs more than the mind, more than the heart, or more than the feeling, God sometimes wants an action. God wants obedience to His plan and His command. Real faith is an obedience or adjustment towards the plan and the will of God. That's why every day we should seek the will and plan of God. If there's something, a darkness, we cannot see what is ahead, then maybe faith is not a question, but the question is, do we have obedience? Are we obeying a specific plan of God? Or are we obeying the will of God? Or are we disobeying? Because the Lord says, "Without me, you can do nothing." As a Christian, although it means that word may be a negative to us, but actually it's a positive word. Without me, you can do nothing. Actually, it's a promise that as a Christian, that's our privilege, that we can do something always with the Lord. So, Peter was already in the sure line, but he needs to be in the deep. Just for the right place. This was the first miracle of peace toward Peter, but also John 21 mentioned about the second miracle about fishing. So we believe that the Lord has a great purpose for Peter, and Peter was almost obsessed with fishing. So in two times, the Lord is trying to let him learn about obedience. Because in John 21, although he was questioned about loving him, but loving him can be tied up to obedience, because you cannot work or you cannot do anything if you really don't love and obey God. So faith and obedience are together. Actually, they are inseparable. Like Noah in Hebrews 11:7. Hebrews 11 is the chapter of faith, the people that exercise faith. In verse 7 it says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God, not of things not seen as yet, moved with fear." This phrase, "moved with fear." When God called Noah to build the ark, God explained to him what will happen in the future. God explained about how to make the ark, the size, the kind of wood that will be used. So the proper response of Noah at the time was obedience. Obedience according to the plan about the ark and everything about the ark. Everything about the plan of God. Move with fear. Sometimes God creates a need. God creates a situation. God creates a problem. God creates a challenge for us in order for us to develop more faith or fear or obedience to the will of God. Because out of obedience, out of faith, God will be pleased. And out of faith, God will honor our works on faith. There's another thing that I see about Peter and the proper response. Not only faith in the Word of God, not only obedience to God's command, but sometimes God demands or God requires giving to others. God creates a need so that when that need is supplied, actually, that kind of supply is not only intended for yourself, it's intended to be shared to others. Sometimes I do not pray for myself. Sometimes my prayer is just for others, but I always pray to God, "Lord, as you supply this need, don't forget my need. Don't forget my need." Because how can you be a blessing to others if God does not bless you? If God wants you to be a channel blessing, then as a channel, you can always have a taste of that blessing. Just like a pipe, when the water flows, you always have that share of water in your pipe. So giving to others, that's why Peter called other fishermen with their boats. It says, "And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break." That's the lesson that Peter learned. Because he had a little faith. Because the Lord said, "Nets," he laid down a net. That's why the net break. Because the Lord planned a big catch. But since the net is not appropriate, so that's why the net break. And when in verse 7 said, "And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink." Just imagine that. There were the partners, but God really planned a big thing. But at least Peter was able to share the blessing. He was the primarily recipient of the blessing, but he learned at this time that he cannot by himself receive all the blessing. He must share all the blessings. I don't know how many boats he has at the time, but I believe Peter has a big business about fishing. So I believe God let him learn, because this is the first steps of... Actually, this miracle was tied up to the calling. Because the Lord called him. At verse 10 it says, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." So this event is a springboard for Peter to become a missionary. So the lesson is that if God will use him, he must share the blessing. And so it's a good thing, because God has promised about giving. That's why it's really a blessing. It's for me, it's really a blessing to give. And I believe this church will receive more blessings as you give. And I've seen that. That sometimes when we look at the blessing, we forget God, the source of blessing. Sometimes I will ask God for my, I ask God's forgiveness because sometimes I become selfish. At the time I receive the blessing, I forget God that He's the source of blessing. But God always reminds that a blessing should be always shared. The next thing, aside from faith, obedience, giving, is to call some partners. Partnership is a step further than just giving of something visible and valuable. Partnership means mentoring, discipling, encouraging, exhorting each other. So, in our times, this is really a good thing. I really thank God for the partnership with this church. And some churches, some printing ministries, and the Lord is the one doing the connection, because it's not for ourselves, it's for the Lord's work. It's about partnership. There are things that we cannot really do alone. No man is an island, and God usually does some partnership, because with partnership we cannot take credit for ourselves. God will take the credit. God will be honored. God will be glorified. And in the judgment day, we can just say, thank you, Lord. You used me. Because sometimes when we are just the one, we can say, oh, I'm the one. But when we are many, we can say, Lord, I'm just one. I'm just a part. Every one of us has done our part. And you did your part. So God called Peter because there were 12 disciples, and when they were preaching, teaching, they were always two by two, and sometimes they're in a group. So this discipleship, the Lord is not just one-on-one, but teamwork. Yeah. The Lord's work is usually teamwork. That's why the church is a team. Actually, it's a team led by the pastor and the deacons. So it's a partnership. So we thank God that we have that privilege to be a partner. And even the Lord in Roma and in Corinthians, Paul said that we are workers together with God. Amen? We are together with God. We do something here on this earth, but God is doing most of the part. God is always doing something for us, with us, through us, in us. And the last thing that I'm seeing about Peter and the Lord wants him to learn is humility. Humility. When Peter saw all these things and all the blessings, he told the Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. He was guilty because he exercised a little faith. The Lord told him, let down the nets. Peter realized that he was a sinful man. He is imperfect. The Lord was perfect. It was an expression of guilt and realization that he was unworthy of such a miracle. But at least he realized, actually, every blessing that comes to our lives, we should always realize that although we are sinners saved by grace, all these things are from God. And we should realize that as we receive this blessing, we should be humble. Actually, it is God's requirement of discipleship. In Matthew 16:24, the Lord said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. And in verse 10, the Lord told him, fear not, Peter. Henceforth thou shalt catch men. Thou shalt become fishers of men. self-denial is really hard kind of practice. That's why many Christians do not fast, because this is the one of the way to humble our flesh, to control our flesh. It's really a hard thing. But God requires this one. So early in the ministry of God, God Himself humbled, and the Lord, through some blessings, required some humility from His disciples. So these are the things that I learned from this passage. So if there's a need, God is working behind the scene. But God wants a proper response. Maybe there are some other things that you can look from this passage, but these are the things that I learned. Faith in the Word of God, obedience to His command, giving to others, partnership, humility. Humility. So these are the proper response that God wants, or the Lord wants from Peter. And after this he learned. And when he learned, the Lord then said, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." So Peter learned something from this. And although he has some fear back in his mind that he will lose some income, he will lose the fishing business, but at least he learned that even if he has no steady income, the Lord can still provide their need. That's why the Lord said, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And in verse 11, when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Wow. I cannot imagine that kind of commitment. In just a few minutes or hours, at the same day, they have committed to leave their business, their livelihood, which means the income for the family, for himself. So I hope this message is a blessing to you. For me, it's a blessing, and I'm praying that every day, as the Lord requires, I can have faith. I will obey God. If there's a blessing, I will give to others. If there's a need, I call partners. And humility. And there's a promise to humility, actually. Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and He shall lift you up. Amen? That's a good promise. And these are the things that I can share this evening. I'll pray. Lord, thank you for this evening. Thank you for the promise of thy word, the blessings.